Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Moving forward, there was Love and Grace by Joan E. Guitry is an expedition through life. It's filled with adventure, blessings, caring, danger, and all the pitfalls of navigating the mountains, valleys, and rough seas. Joan writes that we are all endowed with faith, hope, and determination, but we must adhere to those inner voices to keep us marching forward. Joan is a native of the West Indies who moved to the United States in 1996. Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace is an evocative collection of poems drawn from the richness of experience of a life well-lived. And back with us on This Week in America is author Joan E. Guitry. Joan, a pleasure to have you back with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure also.
It is always fun to have you on the program to talk about the beautiful poems that that you write and your background that led to these poems. How long have you been writing poetry?
Since 96.
Now, that's interesting. Why did you start writing your feelings down and sharing these feelings with other people? What inspired you to start writing?
It happened one day. We had a thank you note to send out to friends whom we had dinner with or lunch, whatever it is now. My husband had retired then, but he was working at his desk. I just stood there looking at him, taking in everything, and I heard, why is it that I am to do these things? I'm not writing that note. And I knew then and there that note was never going to be written. I moved right away and I drafted that little note in my diary. Didn't take me long. I gave it to my husband. I said, honey, will you see if this is okay? He looked at it. And I heard again, Joni, let me ask you this. What's wrong with this note? All I have to do, change two little words here. And that was it. Not wasn't too long after he passed away. And that was a day that opened up my mind again. I always enjoyed writing in school, but I don't know what happened. I just stopped. And that was what turned me around on that day when he put his feet down. And that's it. And I've started writing in 96. I have not stopped.
What a touching story. I know your husband, Martin, was very instrumental in getting you started and encouraging your writing. The book we're talking about today, our guest is Joan Guitry, back with us on the program, Guitry. The book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, yourlinkpublishing.com. And Joan's website is authorjoanguitry.com. And we'll do all of this several times during the conversation. It's all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How did you come up with the title for this book, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace? Where did that title come from?
It just came from the Lord, I would say. All I have to do is just sit there and things just flash into my mind. That's how it came. I could be talking with him and then things start flowing. No, just like that. Instantaneous. And that's the way every blessed work comes about. Sometimes I just find myself, I just break down. Maybe something flashes across the mind. The tears start coming. Then the writing starts. I can't explain it. All I know, it came from the Lord in conversation with him. That's the only way I can explain it.
And because of that...
I beg your pardon?
Yes, go ahead and finish that. I didn't mean, I apologize, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah. So, and that's how the writing comes every day, writing every day. Could be having a conversation with him, or it just something flashes into the mind, and that's it. That turns it on.
It's amazing how this process, the process starts for you, and you're able to take that and write such beautiful poetry and share this with people and help them through all of the ups and downs they are going through. I mentioned you called your book An Expedition Through Life, and I love that expression. That really is the case, isn't it? You go through all of the experiences that we all go through, the good and the bad.
Yes. Oh, yes. They come every day. They come for a little. Something comes for a little visit, and it hits you. It leaves an impact on you. And then you take it from there. You study. What can you do about this? And that's the way it goes. We take it from there. It just instantaneous things flashes in. And you query yourself about it, and a whole lot of things comes out of it that way, from the mind, from the heart, from the whole being.
Joan,
that's the way it works.
Yeah, Joan Guetry, our guest. If you're Googling that, looking for the book, it's very simple, Gettry. The book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. You can follow Joan on her website, authorjoanguetry.com. It's interesting because when you express yourself, it helps so many others that read your poetry, that learn from it. Sometimes that they're probably in a situation where they're not sure where to turn next, and your poetry leads them in the right direction that gives them hope to get through their circumstances. What does this poetry do for you? What does writing this poetry, expressing yourself, what does this do for you? Is this therapeutic for you as you're writing and sharing these poems?
It is therapy, it is joy, it's peace, it's hope, it's everything you could think of. Because, oh Lord, I'm telling you, when I finish writing, or even just write, the tears are pouring out. It's not from sadness, it's joy. You're overwhelmed with that peace, that serenity. I can't explain it any better than that. And that's why when they come, I write and the tears just keep on flowing. And I thank the Lord for it. It is joy, not sadness. And on many occasions, a title came out of that situation. Lord, what is it that made you love me the way that you do? I've looked into the corridors of yesterday and yesteryears and can find no perfecticity for your love in me. Teach me continually, dear Lord, the continuity of your love so that I can pass it on to others in my own way. This is what comes out of it. Joy, peace, serenity. And that's how the tears come. You know that the tears flow because of joy.
Yes.
Yes.
This really is a gift that you've been given and willingly sharing this. How important is it for you to encourage and inspire others? It sounds like you really feel this is a gift you're given for that very purpose. How important is it to share your thoughts?
Lord, how do I explain it? It's there. The heart is there.
Yes.
You know it is for sharing. And we look forward to that. We all look forward to that. And if we put a little effort into it, we share it every day to the various people, some in ways more than others. Just talking to someone alone can share that message from the heart. It doesn't take much. It doesn't. To give them a little laugh, tittle them a little. That's sharing it. And it fills your heart, too. It fills their heart, too. We have to let it out. What's in there? Yes, what else can I say? It doesn't take much for sharing.
And the feeling you get, and you can sense that, that this really is a mission. You are there to help people, and the satisfaction you get of being able to share. And I can imagine reading the reviews to your book, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, when you get comments from people, the reviews, that this really is life-changing. It's getting you through difficult times. It's giving people a better perspective on their lives and what they're going through. It has to be a very rewarding experience for you. And I mentioned in the beginning, you talk about we all must adhere to those inner voices. Why should one listen to the inner voice? And then I'll ask you as well, do we all have the inner voice? We just don't sometimes listen to it.
Oh, yes. There is always and will always be that inner you, inner me. It speaks to us, my dear. It has not stopped speaking to us. It tells us, but sometimes we are not listening. Sometimes we are not patient enough to listen. Query the self. Ask yourself questions and wait for an answer. It will give it to you. There is that inner you there. Yes. Question it. And you will get your answers. Yes. It speaks back to us. Yes. Want to do it in the mirror? Look in the mirror. Question the self. There is another you in that mirror. Question it. And it will give your answer. It's as though you're speaking to a friend, a relative. You could try it.
Well, I'm.
We all can try.
Everybody should do that, and it's interesting because to do that, we all need to slow down a little bit, just to take time, quiet time, to pause and reflect, and then we can hear the inner voice. It sounds like if it's quiet, if we're in a quiet environment, we can hear the voice.
Oh yes, you can. It speaks to us. Yeah, we don't realize that it speaks to us. Oh. So we have to try it more often. It does work. Yet, you may not get the answer right away, but it does come. Yeah, that's for sure.
Joan E. Yes. Gettry is our guest. That's Gettry. You'll find the book available at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, all of the usual places. The book also on our website and information on Joan at authorjoangettry.com. We'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So how can we be endowed with faith, hope, and determination? And how did you get to that point where you understood it and now you're able to use it?
Oh, we have to question the self at times. You know, sit down. Ask it some question. Why? How? When? Where? And why should you do it? We must question that inner us. We are going to learn a lot from that. You know, everyone can try. It does work. You know, you may not get the answer right away, but try it. That's what is there. To speak to the self. It will give you an answer from that inner you. It's not going to go away. You're walking around with it every blessed day. Query it. Dig a little deeper each time. If you don't get that answer, keep digging a little deeper. And it will let go of what is holding on to. Do you feel that that will work? It does work. Yes.
It sounds like a process that you go through, and guess that maybe an initial step is to read, understand, enjoy, contemplate the beautiful collection of poetry that Joan has put together in Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. I think you mentioned before you write often. Is this something you do every day, taking sort of your feelings that day and expressing them in poetry?
The thing about, I started writing in 96, and then I have to tell you, it has not stopped. It's going on all these years, and every day the writing comes, sometimes three a day. So far today, I don't think I wrote anything today. That would be a verse. I was tied up with something else. But it gave me time. Sometimes I have everything's just stacked up there, a whole lot of things. Sometimes I don't know what it is. Something grabs me. Pick up those papers you have there. And I'll take it up and I just read it, and the tears keep coming. So that's the way it goes. I don't know. Oh, my Lord. It just keeps coming, coming, coming. And I have not stopped since 96. There's a lot of work out there already. Because I don't know if I mentioned, I have worked published by the National and International Library of Poetry, you know. Works published in their 26th anthology. They're piled up here. And, you know, the first book I published in 96, I think it was. And then all the others that came after. Oh, my goodness. It's coming. I'm enjoying it.
Well, it sounds like it. It's something so meaningful that you are doing, and it benefits not only yourself, but all of the people who read the beautiful poetry that Joan has compiled. This book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, this collection available wherever books are sold. Information on Joan, all the other work that she's done at her website, authorjoangetry.com. Are you working on a new collection?
Oh, yeah, I'm working every day, writing every day. The thing is, I have to get back to the typing.
Oh, yes.
And I can't seem to get there. They do want me to put the other book together, but I have to send out my work typed. Everything is just written in longhand, and you know, it's there. All I have to do the typing, but I don't seem to have that patience to sit around the process typewriter. You know, I just grab a pen and pencil, whatever it is, box covers, and just write. So everything is piling up there. I have to get to the typing, but the books are there. There's material there for over 12 books now, new books. It's every day, every blessed day.
Yeah.
I break down and I cried. You know, Lord, I know that the Lord is involved in it. He's just pouring it out. I maybe had it locked up all these years, did nothing about it, so now is the time for it to come out. But my husband started that effort, and it's going on every blessed day.
That's amazing,
and
Beck.
And I thank God for that, yes.
Yes, back in 1996, this all started with her husband, Martin. And,
oh, yes.
It just really has turned into something special,
yes.
Something that's a gift, as I mentioned before, that Joan has in sharing. A couple minutes left in the program. If somebody's listening and going, you know, I've always wanted to do that, to be able to translate our emotions, experiences, maybe into poetry, not necessarily to publish, but just to write down. What encouragement would you give them to actually get started? Because you had to go through that process.
Yep. Repeat this last part.
What advice would you have for someone to get started? Because you had that process where it was there and you were able to get going and get started. People probably thinking, I'd like to do that, but it's difficult to get started sometimes. What advice would you give them to begin the process?
If someone is there for you to encourage you, we do need encouragement in our lives. If you have someone there that encourage you to do something, take them up on it. Listen to them. And if you know within yourself that you have that gift there, you used to do well with it, but something happened that you stopped, if someone comes along, encourage you to do it. Take up that offer. Do not ignore it. Listen to that person and fall back into that pattern. Even if you have to encourage yourself, you know, to do it.
Yes.
Encourage yourself to do it. Start a little, whatever inspires you at that moment. Take it up, doodle with it, and you'll find, maybe I will enjoy that. Whatever it is that pinch you to take up whatever you want to do, that right, do it, start it. But the encouragement, if someone loves you and give you a little encouragement, do not ignore it. Take up, listen to them, and start doing something about it. Sometimes that is the best way that we get started.
And you can tell from Joan's passion how fulfilling, how rewarding this has been for her since, again, this all began in 1996. Our guest, once again, has been Joan Guettry, back with us on the program, Gettry. The book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. Her website is authorjoanguettry.com. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, yourlinkpublishing.com, who arranged our conversation today. Joan, it is always a pleasure. Sounds like many more conversations we can have with all of the poetry you've written and continue to write. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being back with us on the program.
And thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure also.
It has been fun having you with us. Thank you. Your guest again is Joan E. Guettry, Gettry. The book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. You'll find that at Amazon, her website, authorjoanguettry.com, and, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program. More on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.